Just a kiss, just a kiss.
This is KCRW, I'm Larry Perrell. You know, about 25 years ago, an album was released by an artist who I can only describe as having one of the most amazing voices in music ever.
Why I've become Miss Chatelaine.
Katie Lang released the album Ingenue in 1992, in what turned out to be a defining album for her career in more ways than one. Well, she's out now in the middle of a 17-date tour with a stop here in Santa Barbara. She's performing the album Ingenue in its entirety at the Lobero Theater, and I am thrilled to welcome her to KCRW and our audience in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Hi.
Hello.
Before you recorded this album, you had embraced country music, but you had struck also some defiant tones in the eyes of Nashville traditionalists. Take us back, if you could, to 1992, or maybe just as you started to think about recording this album. What was going on in your life back then?
Well, I had been making country music, which is something that I was obsessed with at the time, although it wasn't an early influence to me. It wasn't really who I was. I was having fun with the palette of country music, with the clothes and the mindset and the strict forms and the instrumentation, but it wasn't really what was at the core of who I was. I had, you know, grown up with Joni Mitchell and Kate Bush and Ricky Lee Jones and people like that. And I guess I was waning on my interest in country music and wanted to explore my deeper influences. And my partner Ben Mink and I decided that we wanted to break away after Torch and Twang and write Ingenue.
There's a lot of inner contemplation on this album. Were you in love or in a relationship at the time?
Yes, I was in love with somebody that was in a relationship, yep.
That was in a relationship. So was this album, was this kind of a cathartic thing for you in that sense?
Yeah, it was great. It was a great pool of inspiration to draw from is, heartache and longing. It worked really well for me.
There's a lyric in the song Mind of Love. Can your heart conceal what the mind of love reveals? What did that lyric for you mean then, and has that meaning changed for you after 25 years?
No, it hasn't. It was just astonishment at where the mind goes when you have a desire, how extreme longing can be, wishing ill will on people or wishing, you know, at all costs to achieve your goals. And it's, if anything, it's even resonates even deeper for me now as I get older and experience more life. It doesn't go away. Desire is a very powerful thing.
You came out as gay shortly after the release, and I know your label at the time did not want you to do that, but did recording this album help push you in that direction? I mean, did it help you sort of resolve how to be comfortable with your identity?
I think that I just had nothing to lose. It was one of the heights of the AIDS crisis. It was in full swing. Queer Nation were outing people. I was switching from country music, which was already putting my career in slight peril because, we had been marketing a certain way, and I really had nothing to lose. I felt like it was the most important and responsible thing to do is to be vulnerable and true, both with my music and with my sexuality.
I have to be honest as well with something here. This is also a bit of an anniversary for me. I had a production company in 1992, and one of the directors of the company then was a guy named Mark Romanek, who you may remember.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So we produced the video, as you know, for the last song on Ingenue, Constant Craving, that year. And it's still one of my favorites. And it's the last song on the album, but you've said it felt out of place for you in terms of where it was on the album. Has that changed over the years for you?
Well, initially it felt out of place because you put the single at the top of the record. That was just what you did. You never buried the single on the last cut of the album. That was back in the days of vinyl. So, yeah, you just never did that. And but in terms of the structure, the trajectory of the theme of the record, it made sense because it was really the only pop song on the record and really was a summation or an acquiescence of the journey of the record. And I didn't fully understand that until we started playing the album in its entirety in sequence live, because I had never done that before. And that was last year when we started to tour this record. And it makes total sense to me emotionally now that that was the last track on the record. And I kind of pat ourselves on the back for having the foresight.
So you've had the opportunity to work with some amazing artists, Roy Orbison, Loretta Lynn, Brenda Lee, Tony Bennett, and Leonard Cohen. One of the performances I keep coming back to is a mind-blowing performance of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, which you sang during the Olympics in Vancouver in 2010. How did that performance, that moment, translate for you?
Well, I have to say that it is probably the pinnacle of my professional career. It was astonishingly heavy moment for me, being able to sing, you know, a Leonard Cohen song in basically my hometown, in my country, for the Olympics, for the world. You know, personally, I had just lost a very, 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 very close friend a couple months prior to that. So it was a very, very intense performance, and as I mentioned, probably the highlight of my career.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing.
Well, we are really looking forward to you being here. The Lobero Theater, where you're going to be playing, is a smaller theater, and it has a bit of that Eastern European feel that mirrors the musical direction that some of Ingenue took, almost as like it was kind of tailor-made for this particular for this particular album.
I think that's probably where I did the first Ingenue. I'm not sure. Played that theater a few times, so I always love it.
We're really glad to have you here again tonight. Katie Lang touring her album Ingenue, celebrating its release 25 years ago. Katie Lang, thank you so much for taking time.
Thanks, Laura. I appreciate talking to you.
I'm talking to myself again. It's causing great concern.